Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're cracking open a new source today, diving deep to pull out the absolute most important insights and, fascinating details just for you.
Our mission in this particular deep dive is focused on one thing: taking a close look at a review of the Helix Kids mattress published by Mattress Advisory.
That's right. We're not just summarizing. We're going to really unpack what this review found, everything from the mattress's unique design and materials to how it actually performs and, well, all those practical details you need to know if you're considering it.
Yeah, we want to cut through the noise and get straight to the core of what Mattress Advisory had to say about this specific bed.
Okay. And before we dive into the mattress itself, maybe a quick word on the company, Helix Sleep.
Good idea. Yeah, they got their start back in 2015, and they quickly became known for a personalized approach to sleep.
Right.
They've sold over 1 million mattresses, apparently, and have racked up some significant accolades from places like Forbes, CNN, Good Housekeeping. Gives you a sense of their standing.
Okay, so context established. Let's talk about the Helix Kids mattress itself. The review really zeroes in on the fact that this is designed specifically for a pretty crucial age range. Kids from 3 all the way up to 12.
Right. And what immediately grabs your attention and what the review definitely highlights is its unique flippable design.
Flippable. Okay.
Yeah, meaning you get two distinct firmness levels packed into one bed.
Interesting. And it's a hybrid.
It's a hybrid construction, yeah. It mixes foam and coils,
huh.
Which is notable because, as the review points out, there aren't actually that many hybrid options specifically for kids in this age group.
Hmm.
And a big emphasis from the review, a really big one, is placed on the safety features integrated into the design.
It sounds like they engineered it, understanding that, kids' needs change a lot over that 9-year span.
Totally. So we're going to explore what makes that flippable design work, the specific materials they use and why they matter, how the mattress performs across comfort, support, cooling.
And all the practical stuff like shipping, trial, warranty. All based purely on what the Mattress Advisory review laid out for us.
Exactly. So starting with that high-level view, the core concept is that flippable nature. The review frames it really well. It's essentially two beds in one.
Right.
One side offers a softer feel, sort of tailored for younger kids, while the flip side is firmer, designed for older children, really covering that 3 to 12 age range.
That seems like a really clever approach for a kid's mattress. I mean, kids grow. Their support needs change so much.
Absolutely. And thinking about kids, the review immediately calls out the cover materials. They're highlighted as being both hypoallergenic and water repellent.
Oh, that's huge for parents.
Yeah. Spills are inevitable, right? And sensitivities are common. So easy cleanup and fewer allergens are massive practical benefits, according to the review.
Totally. Okay, so beyond the covers, the construction itself sounds like a key takeaway. This hybrid design you mentioned.
Right, combining foam layers with individually wrapped coils. The review emphasizes this isn't just about comfort. It's critical for providing proper spinal alignment and, crucial support for growing bodies.
And the coils help with airflow too, I bet.
Big time. Plus, those coils play a big role in airflow and cooling. Yes, they specifically point to the cooling as a major plus, which isn't always a given, especially with foam involved.
Good point.
Another thing the review keeps coming back to, understandably, is safety. They heavily emphasize the CertiPure US certified foams.
Okay, so what does that mean exactly?
It guarantees they're free from harmful chemicals, like formaldehyde, heavy metals, certain flame retardants. They also confirm it's fiberglass-free and manufactured in the USA.
Those certifications feel particularly important when we're talking about a product for children, right? You want that extra reassurance.
Precisely. You want to know what they're sleeping on for, 8-10 hours a night.
Yeah.
And the review wraps up its high-level summary by noting the things that build purchase confidence. A lifetime warranty and a 100-night sleep trial.
Okay, lifetime warranty, 100 nights. That definitely adds peace of mind for an investment like this, especially one designed for long-term use.
Definitely.
Okay, let's really zero in on the design then and those core features. Specifically, that flippable dual firmness. The review gives us actual numbers here.
It does. The medium firm side is rated a 7 out of 10 on their scale, and the firm side is an 8 out of 10.
So not a huge jump, like going from super soft to rock hard, but noticeable.
Exactly. A noticeable difference designed for different developmental stages. According to the review, the medium firm side, the 7, is geared towards younger kids, maybe ages 3 to 7.
Why that age group?
Because it provides more pressure relief. It's crucial for lighter bodies that might not sink enough into a really firm surface to get, you know, adequate cushioning.
Makes sense. And then you flip it over for the older kids.
Right, ages 8 to 12, roughly. That firmer side, the 8, is designed to give that extra lumbar support that older, slightly heavier bodies need for proper spinal alignment.
It's a really neat concept, a mattress that truly grows with the child through different phases.
Yeah, it adapts. The review also notes the mattress profile is 8 inches, so they call it low profile.
Okay.
And they're quite clear about the ideal user. This mattress is explicitly best for kids age 3 to 12 who need supportive sleep, maybe are sensitive to allergens, and whose parents are looking for something durable, long-lasting, that adapts over time.
But they also flag who it might not be the best fit for.
They do. Teens or heavier older children might need something more substantial, maybe more support, than an 8-inch mattress typically offers.
Right, maybe a thicker profile.
Possibly. And if you're specifically looking for a really plush sink-in feel or maybe a ton of unique cooling options beyond the standard features, this might not be the one, based on what the review says.
Gotcha. Okay, let's get into the materials then. It sounds like the review spent some time on quality and safety here.
They really did. This is where those certifications come back into play. The review emphasizes the CertiPure U.S. certified foams.
Which means no ozone depleters, harmful flame retardants, heavy metals, formaldehyde, phthalates, the bad stuff.
Exactly. And they also note it results in minimal non-toxic off-gassing. They mention it typically takes only about 2 days for any initial smell to disappear, which is pretty fast.
That's good, because some mattresses can really stink up a room for a while.
Yeah, and they add another layer. The Green Guard Gold certification.
Oh, what's that one?
So while CertiPure US focuses on what's not in the foam, Green Guard Gold certifies products for low chemical emissions into the air.
Ah, okay. So indoor air quality.
Right. Putting both together gives a really strong signal about safety, which, as the review implies, is a huge selling point for parents.
Absolutely. Okay, so under those certifications, what are the actual layers?
Yeah, the outer layers first. The review highlights the breathable Tensil cover. Tensil is known for being soft, very breathable, hypoallergenic, and importantly, water repellent.
Water repellent, not waterproof, though.
Correct. Repellent. They also mention it includes a hygienic microbe shield. Sounds like a smart layer of protection against, well, kid stuff.
Yeah, accidents happen. What's under the cover?
Right, that cover's doing a lot. Below that are the comfort layers. Helix responsive foam and gel memory foam.
Okay, what do those do?
The responsive foam, as the review describes it, provides gentle cradling, but with a light bounce. This means kids shouldn't feel sort of stuck in the bed. Makes it easier to change positions.
Less quicksand feeling.
Exactly. And the gel memory foam adds a cool feel right near the surface while offering pressure relief. The review notes this is particularly helpful for hips, shoulders, the back, cushioning those points.
And then the core, the hybrid part.
Then you get to the support core. Individually wrapped coils. Hundreds of 6-inch coils, according to the review. Because they're wrapped individually, they move independently.
So they contour better.
Yeah. Much more closely to the body than, say, old-school connected springs. This is key for adaptable support and spinal alignment, especially for those growing bodies.
And they probably help with motion transfer, too.
They do, yeah. They lessen motion transfer, important if a child shares a bed, maybe bunks, or even just for keeping the mattress stable. And the review notes they add that distinct hybrid bounce.
Is there edge support? Sometimes kids sit on the edge of the bed.
Good question.
Yes.
Within this coil layer, there are 2 reinforced sides mentioned specifically for edge support.
Okay.
So putting it all together, the review concludes the materials are high-density foams and sturdy coils built for both comfort and durability. They reiterate it's fiberglass-free, made in the USA, positioning it as a quality, safe build designed to last.
All right. Let's translate all those features into, like, real-world performance. How does this mattress actually feel? The review breaks it down, starting with comfort.
They revisit the 2 firmness levels, the 710 medium firm and the 810 firm. The medium firm is specifically noted as being better for pressure relief.
So better for side sleepers, maybe, or younger kids.
Exactly. Making it suitable for younger side and back sleepers who need that cushioning around their joints. While the firm side is highlighted for providing more even weight distribution.
Which is better for?
The review says it's ideal for back and stomach sleepers. It helps keep their spine properly aligned without letting the hips sink too deep.
Okay. What about sinkage overall? Do you feel like you're sinking in?
Sinkage, according to the review, is moderate on both sides. You don't sink way down like you might with a very soft memory foam bed. This provides a more stable surface, which they link back to supporting good back health.
And pressure relief, generally.
Rated as great. The review specifically states it cushions hips, shoulders, and the lower back effectively. They suggest this makes it a strong choice for side and back sleepers and could potentially help alleviate back pain, even in kids.
Interesting. Okay, moving into support features. Spinal alignment is key for kids.
Absolutely. The review stresses how the firm base and that coil core are really the engines driving proper spinal alignment. Those individually wrapped coils, the 6-inch ones with reinforced edges, cradle the body while limiting excessive sinking.
Which helps keep the spine neutral.
Exactly. Helps maintain a neutral spine position and can reduce aches.
What about response time? Does the foam bounce back quickly if a kid rolls over?
The response time is described as okay by the review. They provide numbers. It mostly recovers in about 0.8 seconds, but completely recovers in maybe 1.5 seconds.
So not instant, but not super slow either.
Right. What this means practically, as the review implies, is that while it's not instantaneously responsive like, say, latex, the foams bounce back fast enough that a child probably won't feel stuck when they try to change positions during the night.
Okay, that's important. And bounce, does it have much?
The bounce factor is rated as high, which definitely comes from that coil layer. This helps with ease of movement on the bed and, combined with those reinforced sides, contributes to stable and usable edge support.
Okay, let's talk cooling. You mentioned that earlier. Kids can sleep hot.
Yeah, and the review rates the cooling performance as excellent. That's a big claim.
What makes it cool?
They credit two main things: that breathable tensile cover, which is moisture wicking and draws heat away from the body, and those individually wrapped coils, which create space within the mattress layers, allowing for significant airflow, like little bellows.
Ah, so it's that combination breathable cover plus airflow through the coils.
Exactly. Working together to prevent heat buildup and keep the sleeper regulated. A definite plus, the review suggests, for hot sleepers or maybe kids in warmer climates.
Makes sense. Okay, now let's consider who this mattress is specifically suitable for, breaking it down by sleeper type based on the review's assessment.
Well, the dual firmness is really designed to cater to all the main sleeping positions, side, back, stomach, and combination sleepers across that 3 to 12 age range.
Right, because you can flip it.
Precisely. The review specifies that the medium firm side, the 710, is best for side and back sleepers, providing that balance of pressure relief and support.
And the firmer side?
The firmer side, the A10, is recommended for back and stomach sleepers, as it offers the necessary spinal alignment to prevent the hips from sinking too low, which can cause lower back strain.
But is there anyone it might not work for, position-wise?
They do add a small note of caution.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a child who is a strict side sleeper, and maybe they're a bit older or heavier within that 312 range, they might potentially find even the medium firm side a little too firm for optimal shoulder and hip cushioning.
Okay. Something to keep in mind.
Yeah, although the review does rate pressure relief highly overall, so it might be a minor concern.
What about weight capacity?
Maximum weight capacity is listed as 150, 200 pounds per sleeper by the review. They state the durable materials are designed to support this, and it can support heavier individuals. But they specifically flag that the 8-inch profile might not offer sufficient long-term support for heavier adults should they frequently sleep on the bed. It's just not that thick.
Right. Which leads to an interesting point the review touches on. Couples suitability. I mean, it's a kid's mattress, but could smaller adults use it? It comes in twin and full.
Yeah, they consider if smaller couples could potentially use it. And what's relevant here are performance metrics that apply to any shared bed.
Like motion isolation.
Exactly. The review notes the motion isolation is good, thanks to that combination of coils and foam-absorbing movement. This is valuable for light sleepers sharing a bed with someone who, you know, tosses and turns.
Yeah, definitely. And edge support.
Strong, they say. Those reinforced sides create a stable perimeter. This means the entire surface is usable, edge to edge, whether it's a child spreading out or two smaller people sharing a full size, perhaps.
Okay.
They even briefly mention the sex aspect, noting its responsiveness from the coils, minimal noise, and maximized sleep surface contribute positively.
But it only comes in twin and full.
Right. The practical reality is it's limited to twin and full sizes, so its utility for most adult couples is naturally pretty restricted.
Got it. Okay, let's shift gears. The practical stuff. Buy it, owning it. What does the review say?
Shipping is free, which is nice, and it arrives compressed and rolled in a box.
Bed in a box style.
Yep. The review highlights that this makes it significantly easier to manage and set up. even for one person. Contactless delivery typically arrives within a few business days.
And unboxing, easy.
Described as quick and straightforward. Place the box on the frame, carefully cut away the plastic, and let the mattress expand. Should take a few hours. No heavy lifting needed for the setup itself, according to the review.
And you mentioned the off-gassing smell clears up in about 2 days.
Yeah, any minimal non-toxic odor should dissipate pretty quickly, which they attribute to those certified foams.
Okay. What about trying it out, the trial period?
That's a big one. You get a 100-night sleep trial.
100 nights? That's pretty standard now, but really useful for a kid's bed.
Exactly. Gives you plenty of time to see if your child adapts to it, if the firmness works, if it meets their needs. If it doesn't, you can return it for a full refund within that window.
And the warranty, you said lifetime?
A lifetime warranty, yes. The review sees this as a positive sign about its expected durability. It covers manufacturing defects, like significant sagging or splits under normal use.
But not like if the kid jumps on it and breaks something.
Right. It doesn't cover misuse or accidental damage. But it offers solid protection against problems with the mattress construction itself for as long as you own it.
And price. What's the ballpark?
The review mentions a starting price of $748.75 for a twin size.
Okay, so not the cheapest kids mattress out there, probably.
Probably not. But they position this within the value proposition you're getting, that unique, flippable design. Essentially, two firmness options in one, plus the robust safety features and durable construction designed to last through a big chunk of childhood.
Right. You're potentially avoiding buying another mattress in a few years.
That seems to be the idea.
Okay. Did the review mention anything else about the company or have any, like, expert quotes or customer feedback?
It did. It adds a little background on Helix Sleep NYC-based. Started in 2015, focus on high standards, made in the U.S. manufacturing, reinforces that image.
Uh-huh.
And they include an endorsement from a Dr. Meredith Broderick, who's a board-certified neurologist and sleep specialist.
Oh, okay. What does she say?
The review quotes her praising specifically the dual-sided firmness approach and the hypoallergenic materials of the Helix Kids mattress. It adds some clinical credibility to those design choices.
That's helpful. Any real-world feedback?
Yeah, they share one customer testimonial, which adds a nice, relatable perspective. Let me find it. Here. We love the Helix Kids mattress. I bought a full for my daughter and can absolutely say that it is so comfortable, I am happy sleeping on it. Then both kids decided they want to share a room, so we purchased twins. Totally happy having the full in our now guest room.
Huh. So comfortable even an adult was happy sleeping on it. That's interesting, given the note about long-term adult support.
Yeah, suggests it's definitely comfortable, at least for occasional use or maybe lighter adults, based on that one experience shared in the review.
Did the review mention any alternatives? Other kids' mattresses someone might look at?
It did, briefly. Provides a bit of context.
Yeah.
They mentioned the Birch Kids mattress.
Birch. What's their angle?
Focus on all natural and organic materials, breathable, generally firm feel. The review notes it might come with a higher price tag compared to the Helix Kids.
Okay, natural organic option. Any others?
And the Nola Nurture Kids mattress is brought up. It's another flippable option.
Ah, like the Helix.
Yeah, but this one uses Talalay latex, which the review associates with good bounce and airflow. So different materials, but also flippable. They seem to be presented as other kind of premium durable options in the kids' space, just with slightly different approaches.
Good to have comparisons. Yeah. So pulling everything together from this mattress advisory review, what's the final word? The overall assessment.
They pretty clearly conclude that the Helix Kids mattress is an excellent choice specifically for growing children within that 3 to 12 age range. That's the core takeaway.
And the main reasons why? The strengths.
They really hammer home a few key things. That dual-sided firmness, effectively making it two mattresses in one. The emphasis on safe, hypoallergenic materials with those key certifications. The practical water repellent and antimicrobial cover. Its strong cooling performance, the stability from good edge support, and the overall durable build designed to last through those crucial developmental years.
So who do they specifically recommend it for?
Parents who prioritize safety, longevity, and a mattress that can adapt to their child's changing body and sleep needs from age 3 up to 12. They particularly noted suitability for sensitive kids because of the hypoallergenic features.
Were there any downsides mentioned? Things that the review didn't love?
Just a couple minor points. The limited availability, only twin and full sizes, which might be a drawback for some families or room setup. Okay. And they felt the response time, while adequate, could potentially be a bit faster for certain preferences. But those seem like fairly small critiques overall.
Okay. And it sounds like the review ended with some quick FAQs.
It did, yeah. cover some common questions.
Like, how is it different from a crib mattress?
Right. The review explains it's a larger transitional bed for older kids with distinct firmness options, not for the infant stage.
Can you try it in a store?
Nope. They say you rely on that 100-night home trial.
Why the two sides again?
To support growth. Pressure relief for the younger kids, ages 3-7, and more substantial support for older kids, 8-12 plus, adapting to their changing bodies and needs.
Is it waterproof?
No, but the cover is water resistant. They strongly suggest using a mattress pad or protector for full liquid protection, which is just smart anyway with kids.
Definitely. Is it non-toxic?
Yes. Confirmed by the CertiPure US and GreenGuard Gold certifications. That's a big yes.
How do you clean it if something does happen?
Vacuuming or spot cleaning with cold water and a mild detergent is what's recommended.
Can adults sleep on it comfortably?
Yes, they can, especially occasionally or if they're lighter. But the review cautions again that the 8-inch profile might not offer adequate long-term support for heavier adults.
Does it need a box spring?
No. Platform base or slats are fine. A box spring is optional, not required.
How long is it supposed to last?
The review estimates 7 to 10 years, tying that longevity back to its durable construction and the whole flippable design covering that specific age range.
Okay. And last one, is it hypoallergenic?
Yes. The cover and material choices are designed specifically to help prevent allergens.
So, taking everything we've unpacked from this deep dive into the Mattress Advisor review, the Helix Kids mattress really stands out as a thoughtfully designed, safety-conscious, and adaptable sleep surface.
Yeah.
It seems specifically engineered for children as they grow from being toddlers right through to pre-adolescence.
Yeah, it's clear the focus is on providing the right kind of support through different developmental stages, wrapped up in materials intended to be safe and, you know, easy to maintain for parents.
Yeah.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener, to consider after this deep dive. Given how much emphasis this review places on matching the mattress design to specific age ranges and growth phases, what are the potential long-term benefits or maybe implications of providing this kind of tailored, evolving support for a child's developing spine and body?
Right. Compared to just putting them on a standard fixed firmness adult mattress that's just smaller. Does that early, intentional, adaptive support actually make a significant difference over their lifetime?
Something worth thinking about, especially considering just how much time kids spend sleeping during those really formative years.
Definitely food for thought.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the Helix Kids mattress review.
Yeah, we appreciate you tuning in.